This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We also want to wish you a happy Columbus Day weekend. Monday should be a great day for all of you, and maybe talk to your kids and tell them a little bit about Christopher Columbus and how he started the migration from Europe to build the country that we have today. A very important figure in our history of this country. I want you to mark your calendar, not next Sunday, but the following week, which is the 22nd of October. We're going to do something a little bit different. From 7 o'clock until 9, we're going to have an author. The name of her book is Whitewash. And her name is Carrie Gillum. She has written a book about Monsanto. And she will tell you about everything that's going on with Monsanto and Roundup. She is taking time out of her very busy schedule to spend a couple of hours with us. She is in Europe right now. Last week, she was speaking with the British Parliament. Everybody in the parliament and people that have to do with agriculture were there to hear her talk. She is doing a European tour to promote the book and so that people can understand what's happening with Monsanto and what the effect will be when you use this product. So if you're a gardener and you have friends that are, make sure that you tell them to listen in on the 22nd. And I'll remind you next week. We'll put it in the newsletter. But she'll give you all the latest information on Monsanto, Roundup, and GMOs that we're all eating because some of our state senators will not allow it to pass in Congress to label GMOs. So that's coming up, and I think it'll be very important that you listen to. In the meantime, we're going to go right to the phone lines. Patrick, who's up next?
Yep, you have a call from Joanne in New Hampshire.
Okay. Joanne, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. I have an asparagus question.
Okay.
And what I'd like to know, Paul, is how to put it and get it ready for winter, put it to bed for winter.
Okay.
And I read in an old garden book that mushroom compost is very good for it, but that's all I know about it. And
right.
How to do it, I don't know.
Well, growing up, my father loved asparagus, and to this day I can't get enough of it. And we had a big bed. He had planted 50 plants in our garden, all at one end. And The first couple of years, we didn't pick it, just about killed him because he knew he had to let it grow.
Right.
But what he did in the fall was something that really helped it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you get this beautiful, soft, and delicate plumage. And it can be anywhere from 4 to 6 feet tall.
Yes.
And on that beautiful plumage are these little BB-shaped green balls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a seed pod.
Okay.
And that little BB ball is full of seeds that can make brand new plants. Mm-hmm. So what he would do, he'd wait till we get a frost so that the little fruit had a chance to mature.
Uh-huh.
And it would go from green to red. And once it turned red, he would hand-pick all of those little berries. That, and then he would cut all of the asparagus right down to the ground.
Okay.
Cut everything right down to the ground, clean up the bed. He would put the asparagus foliage into the composter. And then he would take those berries. And he, after he cleaned everything, he would sprinkle them all along the asparagus bed.
Okay.
And then we would buy 2 to 3 bags of cow manure.
Okay.
And we would just dump it right on the beds, spread it evenly, and let it sit there all winter. And every time it rained, all the juices from the manure would work right down into the ground. It would feed the roots. Now, because we put manure on top of those little balls, they were covered with soil. And in the spring, brand new plants. And over the course of 3 years, Joanne, that asparagus bed multiplied and multiplied and multiplied.
Wow.
And on the fourth year on, we had enough to feed my mother and father and 5 kids several meals of asparagus every single week.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? Oh, I love it. So, this is great. I'm excited.
You should be. I mean, to grow a perennial vegetable like asparagus, and if you can do this every year, take those little pods off the plant, clean the bed, apply them to the soil, put some manure on it. That asparagus bed, when I grew up and got married and moved away and even after, that asparagus bed was 30 years old and still producing.
No way. Oh, my goodness. Fabulous. Oh, Paul, thank you so much. I'm excited now.
Well, good. That's what I like. I like some excitement. So get out of that.
That's okay.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to be thinking about this all winter, drooling to get out there and to do it after I do what you've said with the little berries. I never knew that. Oh, how exciting.
Joan,
thank you so much.
You have a great weekend and enjoy Columbus Day.
I shall, and you also.
Thank you so much,
Paul. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's what I love. Somebody with some enthusiasm to get in that garden. And that's what it should be about. You should be having fun when you're out there because you've worked hard to condition that soil. You've had to spray if you had insects or diseases. And now you're getting to eat something fresh. It doesn't come in a can. It doesn't come frozen. You're picking it in the garden. You're bringing it in the house. You wash it underneath the faucet to, you know, get any dust and whatever's off of it. And then you get to eat it. Oh, there's nothing better than fresh produce. And the same thing with flowers. If you've got a nice flower garden, whether it's annual or perennial, you can go in the yard. You can cut it. Bring it in the house. Put it in a vase of water and enjoy it. And every time you walk by that vase of flowers, you can say, I grew those flowers. Pat yourself on the back and enjoy it. That's what it's all about. And if you need some help, call me, 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
There's no one at the moment, so you can let your listeners know that the phone lines are open. And,
okay, so we have some open lines. So give us a call. Patrick will get you set up, and we'll help you like we did Joan. It's as simple as that. Don't be shy. It's just you and me talking, and not only will we solve your problem, but there will be listeners out there that have the same problem or they didn't know that certain things worked. For example, if you want to get the latest blooming perennial, mums, everybody thinks that mums, oh, that's the end of the year when the mums come into bloom. But there's a perennial that blooms longer than mums. They're a lot hardier. And once they're in the garden, they'll come back for years. It's called a Montauk daisy, like Montauk in New York. It's a white daisy. It looks just like a Shasta daisy that blooms in the spring. Beautiful 3-inch daisy, and it starts to bloom in October. How can you beat that? Ask for it at your local nursery. Montauk daisy. But call if you need some help right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to wish you a happy Columbus Day weekend. Get out and pick up some apples with the kids. What a beautiful day here it is in Maine, where I live, to go apple picking. And a lot of the orchards may have raspberries, at least the one we go to here in Sanford, Maine. They have fresh raspberries that you can pick, and about 20 different varieties of apples. And those of you that received the newsletter this past Thursday, I did a list of apples and what they use for, whether they're cooking or eating or both, and where they originated and some facts about each of them, from Macintosh all the way to Fuji's. So if you don't get the newsletter, it's simple. Just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll get it on Thursday. And it's a lot of fun. I did a story on how to grow apples and how to pick them, the different varieties, and did a story on Japanese lanterns and how you can grow them in your flower beds. They're a perennial. They come back every year. And if you have a piece of property, and let's say, for example, it's too steep to mow, you can plant Japanese lanterns in there. It'll take over the whole bed like a ground cover. And in the fall, when they're ready, you cut them, remove the leaves, bunch them, hang them up to dry for a couple of weeks, and then you go to your local garden center or florist and you sell them. And you can make some good money just by raising Japanese lanterns. Think about it. So sign up for the newsletter. It's free, and it comes every single Thursday. Okay, Patrick, who's up next?
Yep, you've got Liz calling from Cape Cod, and she has a question about fig trees.
Okay. Liz, good morning, and welcome.
Good morning, Paul. I planted this little tiny fig bush. I think it's a Turkish fig, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
About 3 or 4 years ago, and I took it in the first year, and then I put it back out. And then the second year, it sprouted, and it rooted. Some of the branches rooted themselves. So I cut it where it was rooted, and I brought in one plant and left one outside. Well, the one I brought inside back and forth, that eventually died, but the one that rooted itself stuck. This year, it's over 7 feet tall. It's 10 feet wide. It has about 8 to 10 branches from the base. And I had 3 figs, one small, one medium, and one large. And they were all, like, right on the outside perimeter towards the sun, away from the house.
Right.
And I just don't know what to do now. Do I prune it? It's ridiculous.
I know. Figs on Cape Cod do so good. I have a brother that lives in Falmouth, and he planted a couple about 10 feet apart, not realizing that they will turn into a massive shrub. And he just can't pick them fast enough when they start to ripen. And once they start to ripen, you've got to be on it right off the bat, because the darn squirrels, they know that it's ripening, and chipmunks. And that could be part of the reason. Well, I've got a piece from him. I put it in a big pot. And I kept it for about 10 years. I left it in my garage for the winter. I put it out on my deck for the summer. And the thing I found is the more you feed it, the more it produces figs. So what I did is, at the time, I was using the regular blue stuff. And then I switched over to an organic product. And the figs doubled in quantity. But what I had to do is, because it had so many figs on it, I put a netting around it so that the birds and the animals couldn't get to it. So for now, leave them alone. In the spring, like in mid-April, cut it back to about 3 feet. It will make all kinds of new growth. Feed it every couple of weeks with this Espoma Grow, and you'll have figs like you cannot believe. And the flavor, it's not like a...
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Label says 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it...
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines, and if you have a question, give us a call. Patrick, who's up next?
Montauk daisies.
Okay. Diane, good morning. How can we help you with your Montauk daisy today?
We've been listening to your show for years, and you've become a family tradition on Sunday morning. So thank you for all the good information. So we have a challenge. We've been listening to you for years about what to do with Montauk daisies, and no matter what we try, it seems that each year we have another issue. So the daisies are in a southern exposure rock garden in the back of the house.
Right.
And the first year we didn't cut them, we just let them, and they became extremely leggy to the point where the middle of the bush was just about bare because they were so leggy reaching out. And then we cut them back, and I think at the time I might have cut them back too early. So again, last year, listened to your advice and cut them just before July 4th.
Right.
July 4th weekend. And this year they're a little thicker, but not a lot of blooms at all. Probably, 10 blooms, 15 blooms out of potential, 100 or something on the bush.
Right. Now, in the fall, so let's say around Thanksgiving, we've had some cold weather down on Cape Cod, probably not as much, but when you see that plant is starting to go downhill, I cut mine to 3 inches from the ground. I just chop them right back. If you leave them to be a foot tall, you're going to have some new growth on the tip of that branch that's already a foot high. and you're going to get another 18 inches of new growth or more, and they're going to get leggy, they're going to flop over. So in either the fall or in the early spring, cut the entire plant down to 3 inches.
Okay.
Let it come up, feed it, put something like Flower Tone from Espoma or the Dr. Earth flower fertilizer around it. And then just before the 4th of July, if your plant, let's say, is 18 inches tall, cut it in half. Just cut the whole plant in half, and every branch that you cut will make 3 brand new branches on it. So your plant will be shorter, it'll be more compact, it will have 2 to 3 times more branches on it, and it won't be leggy. And because the new growth is going from the original branch through another branch that's near it, they tend to lock arms.
Okay. So I don't think we've ever cut back in November, so that would be the additional, step. And interesting enough, we spend time in the Booth Bay, Maine area, and we see many, many gardens and plantings of Montauk, and they're absolutely beautiful. And I can't imagine everybody goes out every couple of months and cuts them back. They're compact. There are lots of blooms on them. And I said, we're doing something wrong here,
Yeah. It's just you've got to encourage them. And, when I first started to learn about gardening, and I was learning about pruning, and my teacher at school said, pruning will make a plant bigger. And I said to him, how can it make it bigger if you're cutting it in half? And he said, Paul, just do what I tell you and watch the plant. And he was right, because instead of that plant getting longer and longer and taller, you cut the tip off, and it encouraged all these side shoots. And it did make it bigger. It encouraged new shoots to come out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And what you do, Diane, is this. In July, when you cut that plant back by a third, you take all of the tips, you strip off the bottom 2 inches, and you put them in a pot filled with soil, and they'll root, and you'll make 100 brand new plants. And I have 3 that I planted in one garden, and I built a second garden, and I wanted some. So when I pruned them in July, I just, in this garden, I dug a hole, put in a lot of compost, got some rooting powder, bought a little tin foil envelope. You don't need to buy a big jar, just a little tin foil envelope. Dipped the cuttings in there, planted 5 cuttings in a 6 to 8 inch circle, kept it watered, and that fall, those plants flowered, plus the mother plant that I cut. But the secret is, put some Flower Tone in the spring, and then in July, when you cut them back, feed them again.
Okay.
So that double feeding will encourage the plant to make more buds. And if it gets dry, give them some water.
Yep. Okay. Some great ideas. We'll look forward to that. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Diane. Call anytime, and you have a great Christopher Columbus Day tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love doing this show. It's a highlight of my week, talking to all of you, and it makes me feel good the rest of the week, even when I write the newsletter. And that's something that's free. And we're rebuilding the website, and it's going to be, should be ready another couple of weeks or so. And when we rebuild it, we're going to have all of the old newsletter on. About a month ago, I mentioned on the radio that the company that was putting them in the cloud, I guess, I don't understand that stuff, but They put it in the cloud. They went belly up. I never knew about it, and I lost 2010, 11, 12, and 13. It just disappeared. And I got a phone call from one of you listening to the program, and he had them all. And every day for the last week, he's been sending them to me. So when the new website is up, we're now going to be able to put all of the old newsletters back up on the website. And during the winter, we're going to build an index for the website where you can say, I want to get a story on apples. And you'll be able to type in apples, and it will send you to the newsletter that we wrote about apples and all of the other plants. So we're really getting excited about it, and we want to thank that very special listener from New Hampshire. And he's really going to help all of you with this information. But in the meantime, if you don't get the newsletter, it's free. Just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, submit your information, and you'll get it every Thursday. Okay, Patrick. Who's up next?
Craig from Vermont.
Craig, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question. I have many immature fruit trees, and often here in Vermont, if the snow cover is high, the voles and mice eat the bark of the trees above the tree guards. And I've read online that using latex paint, they don't like the taste of it, and that will protect it. And I've read that from the University of Pennsylvania and also Washington State. And I wondered, have you ever heard of that, and do you think that's worth trying?
It is. In fact, we went last year when we went apple picking, the man that ran the nursery, he knows who I am, and we talk, and he's given me a lot of tips. In fact, a lot of his tips were in the newsletter this week about apples. And one of the things, and I've already had two emails and a friend tell me, he said to me, when you pick an apple, do not take the stem off the apple. And if you do, then that apple's going to go bad faster, because when you pull it out, you've opened up the skin and the microbes that are in the air will get into that hole and get into the apple, and it will go bad quicker. So make sure that you don't pull the stem until you either eat it or use it. And I was talking, and he said he's got five new varieties, showed me where it was, and the trees were all painted white from the ground up 4 feet high. And I said, why didn't you paint them for? And just like you, it keeps the voles and the mice from girdling the tree and removing all the bark.
Well, that's great. That was what I read. Some things online you don't know whether or not to trust, and I do trust you, and I thank you for all your helpful hints.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm going to make a note and put that on my directions for fruit trees when spring comes. But the entire orchard, this new section, and he said it's better to use latex paint than even putting wire around it. And where he is, he's in like a valley, and the snow can really build up in there. And as I said, every single tree was painted white, 4 feet up in the air, and he says he hasn't had a problem for years. So,
very good. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the call.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Patrick, who's up next?
Yep. You've got Nancy. She's calling from Cape Cod, and she's got a question about birdhouse gourds.
Okay. Nancy from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny and a good beach day. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I planted birdhouse gourds.
Yep.
They are growing fabulously.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't picked them. When do I pick them?
Okay.
What do I do with them?
Okay. the sign that the gourd is done growing is the stem that connects the gourd to the vine. If it's green, it's still growing.
Okay.
If it starts to change color and it turns kind of a tannish color and hard, then it's all done growing.
Okay.
And that's when you would pick it. If they call for a frost and it's still green, pick it, because if it gets frosted, it's going to freeze that skin and it's going to rot the inside of the greenhouse gourd. So for now, if you even want to get a liquid fertilizer like this Espoma Grow, feed it and push it, and they'll get bigger and bigger. And the thing you want to do right now is cut the ends of every single vine, because you don't want the vine to make any more birdhouses, because you've only got maybe a month of growing season
okay,
left.
Okay, because they're still growing. Okay.
Right. So if you cut the ends of the stem off, instead of the energy being used to make the vine bigger and longer, it will use it to mature the birdhouse gourd.
What's already growing. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then
very much.
when they're ready, pick them all, put them in your garage, and just forget them. And they'll dry all by themselves. If it's just a regular garage with no heat, then put them in your basement.
Okay.
And they'll dry. And when you shake them and you hear the seeds move, shaking, you know, just like a rattle, it's time for you to wash them, clean them, and paint them.
And what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the garden journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the garden journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Patrick, who's up next?
Yep, you've got a call from Robert in Maine.
Robert, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've got the problem with grubs, and I've got them all over my lawn. Unfortunately, I'm on the edge of a pond, so I'm a little hesitant about putting any kind of insecticide, but I wanted your recommendation. I've heard you talk about some material that was good for getting rid of grubs.
Right. The name of the product is Dilox. That's the active ingredients. And it's D-Y-L-O-X. And it's made by Bayer. And it's called 24-Hour Grub Control. It's a product that will release all of its potency in 24 hours. And then the microbes can break it down, and it will just fall apart. Now, let me give you a phone number. Let's see. I want you to call Ken Kukurowski. Ken Kukurowski is on the radio with me quite a bit. He'll probably kill me for giving you his phone number, but that's okay. It is 919-308-6998.
Okay.
You'll give him a call, and I don't have a label, so I can't look at the label to see about how close you can use it from open water.
Okay.
But you give him a call and tell him that I gave the phone number, and he'll answer all of your questions. But
now, how long after application do I have to wait before I can reseed?
Oh, you can do it the same day.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't hurt the seed. It doesn't hurt earthworms. It will only kill the grub that's living in the soil, and it will kill the Japanese, the Oriental, and there's all kinds of different grubs. And it will kill them all within a 24-hour period. You put it down, you water it in, it changes from a powder to a liquid, and then when the sun comes up, the liquid turns to like a gas, like a vapor. And it will kill them all in there, and then the product is gone, which is really nice. It doesn't hang around, but it's only sold at this time of the year, because if you put it down in June, you're going to kill everything from June, but then you got new grubs coming in July and August, and mm-hmm. there's nothing left to take care of them. So you need a different product for that.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great Columbus Day weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Patrick, I think we can get one more in.
Yep, you've got a call from Diana. She's calling from Cape Cod.
Okay, Diana from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I have two quick questions, I hope. I have a lemon coral sedum. It's outside. It's just in a pot. I love it. Is there a way I can bring it in? Because I think it's a 7A and up. And we're, what, 6, I think, on the case?
Yeah, we're 5 or 6, so definitely bring it in. It's more of a tropical-type plant. And just the thing you want to remember about that is you want to give it plenty of sun because it's like a cactus-type plant, you know, and mm-hmm. go easy on the water because anything with a thick leaf can retain moisture in those leaves like a jade plant. But a sedum does the same thing. So it doesn't have full sun, an east window or west window. As long as it gets plenty of light, stays moist, then next year you can put it back outside.
Okay, cool. And the other thing was, I'd heard you speak about it before. I have siding on the house, and it has that green algae-like on it. And I know you used something with your son in Florida or something like that.
Mm-hmm. If you go to your local nursery, there's several companies now that make it, and it's getting better and better. And I'm trying to think, Boni just came out with it. I'll tell you what, give your home phone number to a Patrick, and I'll give you a call during the day today with the name of the product. Because I can hear the music where we're coming out and my brain is gone. So give your phone number to Patrick. He'll give it to me, and then I'll call you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a nice Columbus Day.
You have a nice Columbus Day weekend, and thank you for calling. And Patrick, for all of your help. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.